And welcome, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday, and I am your host, Hannah Blevins, and you're listening to KHDX. And for this week's theme, since it is so close to Halloween, I've decided to do a ghoulishly good Halloween-themed playlist. So the first two songs I have up for you guys, the first one is the Addams Family theme by Vic Mizzy, and that came out in 1964, and that'll be followed by Superstition from Stevie Wonder, and that came out in 1972. So I hope you guys enjoy.
They're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet, petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Writings on the wall. Very superstitious.
And welcome back, everybody. That song you just heard was Superstition by Stevie Wonder, and that came out in 1972. So some quick fun facts. The Addams Family was originally a panel of cartoon gags, and they were meant to be a satirical inversion of the ideal 20th century family. And the cartoons were later adapted to a black and white TV series, which aired from 1964 to 1966. And the second song, Superstition, from Stevie Wonder. Superstition was actually composed, produced, arranged, and performed by Stevie Wonder. And it can be heard at the beginning of John Carpenter's 1982 horror film, The Thing. And a cover version was actually recorded and performed by Raven Simone, and that appeared in the Disney film, The Haunted Mansion, which came out in 2003. So going along with the Halloween theme, the next two songs I have for you guys are The Witch Doctor, recorded by David Seville in 1958, followed by Clap for the Wolfman from The Guess Who in 1974. Hope you guys enjoy.
I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart, so I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart, so I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Stop right on a dime. I said, hey. digging you, but she was digging me.
Clap for the wolf man. He gon' rate your record high.
As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles.
Clap for the wolf man. You gon' dig him till the day you die.
It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, you understand?
Clap for the wolf man.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHGX 93.1 FM. And I am your host, Hannah Blevins. And this week, I'm doing Halloween-themed music because Halloween is right around the corner. So just to remind you what those last two tunes were, the first was The Witch Doctor, recorded by David Seville in 1958. And David Seville is actually the stage name of singer Ross Bagdasarian. Sorry if I said that wrong. Originally released in 1958 by Liberty Records, but later became popular when it was recorded by Alvin and the Chipmunks, along with David Seville. And that second song you heard was Clap for the Wolfman by the Guess Who, and that came out in 1974. Originally released as a single in 1974 and later appeared on the Guess Who album Road Food. And the song actually pays homage to Wolfman Jack, who was featured in the track. And Wolfman Jack was an American disc jockey who was famous for his gravelly voice. I'm not sure why The Witch Doctor reminds me of Halloween, but for me it's always been a Halloween tune, so that's why I picked that one. And Clap for the Wolfman has also always been a Halloween tune for me. So, moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys are The Ghostbusters from Ray Parker Jr. and that came out in 1984, followed by Spooky by Classics IV and that came out in 1967. Hope you guys enjoy.
You have dose of a freaking ghost, baby.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday, and this week's theme is Halloween tunes. So just a reminder as to what those last two tunes were. The first one was Ghostbusters, and that is actually the theme from the 1984 Ghostbusters, and it is performed and written by Ray Parker Jr., and it sparked the iconic catchphrase, "Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters." And that next song, the one you just heard, was Spooky from Classics IV, or Classics 4, I'm not sure how they say it. But that came out in 1967, and it was originally an instrumental song performed by saxophonist Mike Sharp, and the lyrics were later added by Ron Hirsch. So the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett, and that one came out in 1962, and that'll be followed by Tales from the Crypt, which is a piece of score music from Danny Elfman, and that came out in 1992. So I hope you guys enjoy.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot,
the party had just begun.
In a shoot,
the guest included Wolfman,
in
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Hannah Blevins, your host for Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College. So, just a reminder, we are doing Halloween theme for this week's show. And those last two tunes, the first one was Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett, and that came out in 1962. And Monster Mash was a number one single on the Billboard Hot 100 chart from October 20th to 27th in the year of 1962. And it has since become a Halloween favorite. And that last tune you heard was Tales from the Crypt, and that is a piece of score music written by Danny Elfman, and that came out in 1992. It became the theme tune for the American horror anthology television series Tales from the Crypt, which aired from 1989 to 1996. And the composer, Danny Elfman, has done a number of other scoring jobs for various Halloween-related movies, including The Nightmare Before Christmas, Beetlejuice, and The Corpse Bride. So moving right along with the Halloween theme, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is Deo, the Banana Boat Song from Harry Belafonte, and that came out in 1956, followed by Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, and that one came out in 1956. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
De, is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot.
Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o.
Daylight come and me want go.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? Things you do. on you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHGX, and this week's theme is spooky tunes for Halloween that's coming up. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. Just to remind you what those last two tunes were, the first one was Deo, the Banana Boat Song from Harry Belafonte, and that came out in 1956. The Banana Boat Song is actually a traditional Jamaican folk song, and it later became popular when Harry Belafonte recorded it. And it was featured in the 1988 film Beetlejuice, which was directed by Tim Burton. And Beetlejuice is actually my favorite kind of Halloween-themed movie, and that is why I featured that song. And the last song you just heard was I Put a Spell on You, and that was the Screamin' Jay Hawkins version, the original, that came out in 1956. And Screamin' Jay Hawkins, his actual name is just Jay Hawkins, but he gained the screamin' part because of the signature style of singing that he does on a lot of his tracks. And you heard an example of that in that tune. And sometimes he would actually arrive on the stage in a coffin. The reason why I featured this song, the first time I actually heard it was in the 1993 film Hocus Pocus, and it was being sung by the Sanderson sisters. And so I went and downloaded the original, and I love the original a lot, and so I decided to feature it on this week's show. So moving right along with the Halloween theme, I have Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and that came out in 1975, followed by a piece of score music entitled Prelude, and that came out in the 1960 film Psycho by Bernard Herrmann. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
It's just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
With voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip.
You're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're faced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation. it.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday. I'm your host, Hannah Blevins, and I'm doing Halloween tunes for this week because Halloween is right around the corner. And just to remind you guys what those last two tunes were, the first one was Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and that came out in 1975. And that last tune you heard was a bit of score music known as Prelude, and that is actually the theme tune from the 1960 classic from Alfred Hitchcock known as Psycho, and it was composed by Bernard Herrmann. So the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is This is Halloween from the Citizens of Halloween Town, and that came out in 1993, followed by Grim Grinning Ghosts by Buddy Parker, and that one came out in 1969. Hope you guys enjoy.
Would you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody's free.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash and double the trace.
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
that's our job.
But we're not mean in our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Walnut Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king. Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
This town we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
And the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side. And ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird ghosts gleam where spirits dwell. Restless bones, ethereal rise, rise as spooks of every size.
As the moon climbs high, and ghosts come out to socialize. If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.
Want to pay a token fee?
Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHGX 93.1, the voice of Hendrix College. And for this week's theme, I've been doing Halloween kind of spooky tunes because I am super pumped for Halloween that's coming up, my favorite holiday. So just to remind you guys what those last two tunes were, the first one was This is Halloween from the Citizens of Halloween Town, and that came out in 1993. And it is from the 1993 Tim Burton film, The Nightmare Before Christmas. And the composer of the soundtrack, Danny Elfman, is also the speaking and singing voice of the movie's main protagonist, Jack Skellington. So fun fact. And that last tune you heard was Grim Grinning Ghost from Buddy Parker, and that came out in 1969. Some of you may know that song from the Haunted Mansion movie from Disney from 2003, but Grim Grinning Ghost was originally written for the Haunted Mansion attraction at the Disney theme parks, and it is the theme song that plays when you ride the ride. And the last tune I have for you guys to close out this week's show is a classic Halloween tune, and it is Thriller from Michael Jackson. And some fun facts about this tune: it came out in 1982 on the Thriller album from Jackson. Jackson, and it features Vincent Price in a voiceover on the track. And if you don't know who Vincent Price is, Vincent Price was an accomplished American actor who was well known for his voice performances in horror movies. I thank you all for listening in, and I hope you have a wonderfully spooky holiday. And here is Thriller from Michael Jackson.
It's you they spy, so plump, so right. For though the groove is hard to beat, yet still you stand with frozen feet. You try to run, you try to scream, but no more sun you'll ever see. For evil reaches from the crypt to crush you in its icy grip. Foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.